council meeting for today, Wednesday the 26th of August. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:36 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gunyara people whose land we're on this evening, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gunyara elders past, present and future in working together for the future City of Port Hedland. Welcome. Okay, attendance as listed. Apologies, nil. Approved leave of absence, nil. Item 4, response to previous questions. Item 4.1.1, Mr. Blanco as listed. 4.2, questions from elected members at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday the 29th of July. There were nil. Item 5, public time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless given permission to do so. There has been no requests made and no permissions granted. Okay, 5.1, public question time. I'll declare public question time open at 5:38. Public question time is open. If you have a question, could you please raise your hand? Any questions? Oh, that's a shame. All right. I'll declare public question time closed at 5:39. Thank you. Okay, 5.2, public statement time. It is now 5:39. I declare public statement time open. Can you have a show of hands who has public statements for tonight? Oh, no, yours is a deputation. Yep, so yours is fine. Okay, so for those that haven't been to council before, please, when you make your statement, come up to the podium. Please state your name and correspondence address nice and clear in case we need to write back to you. It is statement only, no questions, and you have 5 minutes. All right, please start.
Nicola White, 12 Tower to Ave, South Hedland. Elected members, I am here today to support policy 1/021 for a relationship declaration register. I would like to start my comment by reminding the people of the community and elected members that this is not a same-sex relationship register as people opposing it seem to be focusing on, but a relationship declaration for all couples without discrimination. In other words, heterosexual couples and same-sex couples alike may have equal recognition of their committed loving relationship. We are not asking for marriage, we are asking simply that our relationship be recognised irrespective of gender. For myself and so many people in town that I've spoken to, it is absolutely the right time to make this step toward equality. Almost everyone has said the same thing. Why has it taken so long and what's the big deal? It seems absurd for any person in this day and age to think that it is too soon to put such a policy as this forward. In 2003, Tasmania changed their Relationships Act to incorporate an inclusive relationship register. In 2008, Victoria did the same. 2010 was New South Wales term, and in 2011, Queensland decided to join the fight towards equality. Those people who think that it is too soon to bring this policy in, to you I say it will always be too soon. The Victorian Relationships Act speaks of, in determining whether persons who are not in a registered relationship are in a domestic relationship, all the circumstances of their relationship are to be taken into account, as may be relevant in a particular case. This refers to cases such as accident, death, crimes, mental impairment, amongst other cases. I know that if my partner was in an accident or suffering any impairment where she could not speak for herself, I would not want the heartache of having my relationship dissected just so that I might be able to legally make a decision instead of, or at least in cooperation with her elderly father, which is not the case as it stands now, even after being in our relationship for 7 years. I would like to know how a policy such as this one is going to affect any other person except for those that it is supposed to affect. Those persons being in an unmarried relationship. Mr. and Mrs. Jones next door are not even going to know if my partner and I have signed the declaration. This policy is not going to hurt the town. It can only show the rest of the country that we are a non-discriminating, caring community who values all of our members equally. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the council for its progressive and inclusive thinking. Please consider this policy carefully and vote for equality in Port Hedland. Thank you.
Okay, next statement, please come forward.
My very croaky voice, sorry. My name's Kirsty Hunt. I live at 5 Emmanuel Road in Girraween in the Northern Territory. I come here today to support the Town of Port Hedland's relationship register. I was born in Port Hedland. My grandfather has his name many times on the back wall up here. My mother sits before me as a town councillor, and she's been here for more than 50 years. And she also supports this policy too. I've been in a same-sex relationship for over 16 years, and I've got a lovely little three-year-old daughter, as does my brother as well. He doesn't have a daughter, but he's also in a same-sex relationship. We would love to have a fully recognised marriage under federal government law, like many of my friends and my mother on Saturday. But this is a great start, and I commend the Town of Port Hedland for developing this policy. I hope you all support it tonight. Thank you.
Any further public statements? Okay, thank you for your statements. Public statement time is now closed at 5:43. Thank you very much. Okay, item 6, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor?
Madam Mayor, just the one question, thank you very much, relating to the disabled parking bays at the entry of the council offices here. There was a comment made by Joan Foley regarding the width of those bays and whether the curbs, the width of the bays were wide enough for when the disabled person disembarked on the curbside, they seem to think that that might not be of standard. So could we have those checked?
Well, I think that's why we've installed the two new ones. So now parking at the front.
No, the new one, the front,
oh,
the new,
so
one,
new ones, the new ones, the side ones.
Yeah, the new
okay,
ones are the ones that
she's ordered.
Yep,
all
so
right,
just check that they are of standard width. And if we could also respond to Ms. Foley and
sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Cash. Councillor Gillingham.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. Mine's to do with lighting, Madam Chair,
yes.
Regarding a Saturday night outside the Civic Centre here where Mr. Carl Rosario was knocked off his motorbike on his way home from work. And I happened to be probably the second or third car that came along behind, and I had to wait, so I'm coming this way, Madam Chair. What I want to ask is that there's very little lighting out there at night time, but what made it really worse is that we had all the bright lights from the stage of the Northwest Festival, which probably must have hindered in some way the chap that did a U-turn in front of the motorbike. And knock Carl off. Now Carl's he's very good with riding bikes, and I think my fellow councillor George Cash will know Mr. Rosario very well. What I want to know is, can we please look into that lighting outside here? Because even on without the Northwest Festival, it's still a pretty dark area. Luckily, touch wood, he is okay. Yeah, he's all right, no broken bones, but he's had lots of x-rays, he's good. Yeah. But also, I noticed a couple of months ago at the disabled ramp too, I wanted to ask about the disabled ramp at the Dome Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I find that it's also quite dark in that area
mm-hmm.
at night, and that footpath, especially the footpath area along McKay Street.
Mm-hmm.
So could we also look into
area.
So it's the public area footpath along McKay Street. It's quite dark, but it's also Dome Cafe itself. I think it may need to look into their lighting a little bit more. If maybe coming from a council point of view, it may be from a safety, as it is a safety ramp for disabled. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councillor Hooper?
Nothing from me, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hunt?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson?
Yes, I've just got one question, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm just wondering if
to do with the marina, would I be able to have a copy of the state agreement and the Town of Port Hedland agreement for the funding of the marina, please?
So, through you, Madam Mayor, at this stage there is no funding agreement. You may recall the resolution of council earlier this year stated that it was one of our imperatives was to get that funding agreement in place. So at this stage is a cabinet decision and a government decision to provide $112 million of funding. We are working as best we can. We actually are intending to bring Landcorp up for an overview of where the project's up to over the next few weeks. And we do then need to work quickly to get that funding agreement in place during the current term of government.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
No, thank you.
Councillor Melville?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great, thank you. Thank you, councillors. Okay, item 7, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Could I please have a show of hands? Let the record record 8-0. Thank you. Okay, item 8, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Yep, please come in. Please make yourself at home. Item 8.1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday the 29th of July. Do I have any points of clarification for those minutes?
No. So moved.
Moved Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, item 9, announcements by presiding member without discussion. Gives me great pleasure as Mayor to make sure that we introduce Adam Majid, if I'm accidentally mispronouncing your name. Adam, I'm very, very sorry. Adam is at the end of the table there and is our new Manager of Development Services. So welcome to the team and thank you for coming and being a part of tonight. So with that introduction, the report that's tabled here, it's been a very, very busy month and few weeks, and certainly I just want to touch on, I had the pleasure of unfortunately missing the last council meeting, but attending the recent cruise ship exchange, the West Australia cruise ship exchange that was held in Perth, and it was really, really eye-opening and a real insight into the cruise ship industry and the direction that the cruise ship industry is going into in terms of those short breaks. So even within Western Australia, they're now from departing Fremantle, there's real popularity in 3- and 4-night cruises, where you go out on a bit of a self-contained holiday down to Dunsborough and then come back up to Fremantle. And certainly I know P&O, they were looking at more Western Australia destinations that they could dot along the coast and seemed quite interested in Port Hedland. So I think if we can see a really big commendations to the visitor centre, as well as our team in Bri and David, that helped put together our presence and our information for that cruise ship exchange. It was noted that we were there with the A-team and all our things ready, and it was received very positively. So I think no one left the exchange without knowing about Port Hedland and what a fantastic harbour and port it is. So that was really good. Certainly also, CEO, as we add to the list of commendations, if we can say a big thank you and well done to Form for the Hedland Art Awards and the awards ceremony evening that was held on Thursday. If we can also thank BHP Billiton Iron Ore for their effort, not only with that, but also our festival activities and the fringe activities that we held. The Economic Summit, our first Northwest Economic Summit, was a real highlight on the Friday and was certainly extremely entertaining, as well as thought-provoking in terms of those opportunities going forward. So if we can thank Market Creations as well and their work that they did with our team, and importantly thanking our team. The Northwest Festival, which we've just had, was terrific, and front page on the paper today. And just to see the people that did attend, the vibe of the whole event, and relatively, I believe, trouble-free, it was really good to have that. And I think the best commendation for Form would be for the West End markets that were held as well. I've never seen Wedge Street and that surrounding environs of the visitor centre, Silver Star and Courthouse Gallery, so full. That was a real hive of activity on Saturday morning, and there's just a real credit to people wanting to come and be involved in those sort of activities, but also just the atmosphere and the buzz that it creates. And just to top it off, and whilst it doesn't appear in this report, I think from reports that continue on into the history, I think it will always be recorded that last night's special council meeting, and for those that didn't attend, deserves considerable note and recognition. And again, on the back of last night's special council meeting, again, want to really thank CEO, you, for your efforts, as well as all the staff involved, and it's the complete team, because it wasn't just airport team, it wasn't just governance or communications, but they were very important as well. But every single person in our team that actually made a contribution and helped pull off that event last night. So full commendations to every single person and department involved and that contributed to last night's positive result. And it's certainly an extremely positive result. And while it might be a great media soundbite that we have leased the airport for 50 years for considerable financial return for the town, I don't think even we all fully appreciate and will understand until time goes on of, wow, look at that decision and what that actually meant and what that will do for the community. So special note for that in my report. Thank you. Okay, item 10, reports by elected members without discussion. Deputy Mayor.
Well, Madam Mayor, I think you've been very succinct in your commendations of the staff, especially on the historic resolution by council last night. So I won't go back on that except to support your commendations and certainly congratulate the team at the town and the elected members and the community, because I think this community played their part in it by questioning, querying, challenging and ensuring that what we do as a council is to deliver an outcome for the town and the community. So that's great work. Also hosted a combined meeting of the South Hedland Business Association and the Chamber of Commerce manager regarding the upcoming Keep It Local campaign, which we've been fortunate to have got some funding from the town, so we'd like to thank the town for their commitment on that. Attended the Walga annual convention where the elected members, some of which are here, who got to the opportunity to visit the AMC at Henderson Point, which I guess provided to those that attended what an exciting insight into the economic diversification and the potential opportunity that may be unlocked in any potential development of our very own multi-user common user fabrication facility at Lumsden Point. So very, very, very happy with that tour, and was great to see to be hosted there. Again, also had the citizenship welcoming the new citizens as Australians, and even better to know that two of our own staff were made Australians on the day. So that was, I always love attending citizenship ceremonies. It always sort of reminds me of what a lucky country we are, and to see the joy on people's faces who become new Australians, it should be noted that they are so appreciative of the lifestyle sometimes we as Australians take for granted. So always wonderful to see such joy there on their faces. And to wrap it up, how can I say anything but the Northwest Fest was just simply awesome. And again, an incredible lineup by the events team. And in particular, I think I'd like to sort of highlight the amount of work that our team does as part of that program. So really well done, puts the town in such an amazingly positive light. And this year's festival program included the Economic Summit, like you said, and the Hedland Art Awards. So to especially the economic team, and in particular Dave Westbury, Anna Duffield, Alison, and the others who delivered that event, which was the Economic Summit, congratulations. Well done on our inaugural summit. So thank you very much, CEO. I'm sure you'll pass all of that on.
Thank you.
Councillor De Cash.
Yes, I'll just carry on those words about the festival, etc., and Walga Week that Councillor, that the Deputy Mayor said as well. The other couple of things I did on in August, Madam Mayor, was on the 11th of August, I attended the CEO Performance Appraisal Training in Perth. A very good course for all elected members to attend, which I believe will happen shortly. and we'll assist councils in discussing this issue, which is much better when it comes up. On the same day, I also attended the Western Australian Vietnam Business Council Incorporated AGM, and I was proud to represent the town of Port Hedland in this event. I also expressed the town's interest in possibly visiting Vietnam next year with the PRC Pilbara Kimberley Forum, which was well received, and I have a number of cards from West Australian and Vietnamese businesses who we can liaise with if the Vietnamese visa does go ahead. And I truly believe it should, because they could be our next big business partners in the near future. So I've got all the cards and that here, Madam Mayor. The other thing I want to do is apologise to Council for not attending all of last Friday's forum, as I was quite ill. And I do have a doctor's note to confirm my illness, Madam Mayor. So I apologise, I did the right thing, so I wasn't out drinking or anything. But I believe it was a good forum, and well done to Council and everybody for staging it. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Glad you're feeling better. Well done.
Yeah. Well.
Councillor Gillingham?
Yeah, thank you. Councillor De Cash, we miss you opening the bar, Councillor De Cash. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I did attend the Northwest Festival recently, and it was a really great organised festival. Look, I'm so glad that we have something like this for the people. Look, the amount of people that I met came from Karratha was actually quite amazing. Mm. It's really good. So I know it was a little bit smaller, but, you know, economic terms, downtime, we can expect that. But at the same time, everybody had a great time. Mm. In fact, it was really, really good. The Fringe Festival is that on the Saturday morning. I think that was the best markets ever. Mm. And people have said that to me. I would like us to consider next year, and we could talk about flowing the markets over to Leap Park and maybe filling that whole area, because I really think it could be a really great festival with the Fringe Festival markets. Attended the Wilga conference at the beginning of August, and that was a great networking conference. I think it was the best conference that Wilga has actually put on. Mm. And it was lovely, the dinner, as you know, we all attended the dinner there, and the gala dinner and the entertainment was fantastic. But I think networking is just great to be able to do that. I know that some of the other councillors, you actually got to do some other errands with meeting lots of other people, and I was unable to attend that. One of the reasons I was late to going to Perth was I attended Rossi Rota's memorial down here, and what an amazing man that he was. So I'm quite sure that sometime in the future, because of his long time in the town here, that I'm hoping that council will look on that favourably to possibly recognise him. So I hope that we can keep that in our thoughts. But it was amazing. All I could see out of here, Madam Chair, was a sea of a Cobra hats. Mm. So it was just amazing. Mm. The Art Awards were absolutely brilliant. The painting I recommend anybody to go down to the Art Awards to actually see everything hanging on the wall there. It's fantastic. And we also had, we also have coming up the Pilbara Music Festival next week. As you know, I'm attached to the Pilbara Music Festival as a coordinator. It's the 39th year of the festival, and we call the music festival an I Stedford of music, a little bit different than the Northwest Festival, which has, I think, stole our thunder a little bit because of the time of the year. But it's being held on Wednesday and Thursday next week at the Wanangura Stadium, and I know that something's coming up for the Wanangura Stadium shortly. It's at the Wanangura Stadium next Wednesday morning. We have the choir festival with all the school choirs, and followed by the afternoon and evening at the Mat Dan. Showcase next Wednesday evening, so people please come along for gold coin donation. And Thursday is the Helen Senior High School students and Karratha Combined School Band will be travelling up. And we then have to have a break for 2 days, Madam Chair, because the Mat Dan cannot accommodate us the Friday and the Saturday because of booked in appointments, and I'm hoping that won't happen again, so we're working on that with the Mat Dan. But look, there's going to be a special exhibition with the music festival on Sunday, if I may mention to everybody that the Bunderu Music Academy from Roebourne, where a lot of the young people down there, especially the Aboriginal Indigenous students, are actually learning a lot of music and culture, song and dance about their area. They actually are going to come up and give us a special exhibition of their song and dance on the Sunday afternoon, the 6th of September. Please put it in your diaries, because I really would like you to see these young people perform and what amazing things that they're doing in Roebourne. So it'd be fantastic. So please do that. I'd like to also say I couldn't attend the forum, the economic forum, because of my work commitments, but I did attend the pre-dinner, and it was really great to network with those people, and I take my hat off to Form and everybody, to not only for the Art Awards, but also the Economic Forum, and to all the staff here who are involved with the Economic Forum, because it's a great plus to have something like that in our town. And I think now we have a stadium where you can have the tables and you can just have the presence there. So congratulations to all those staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hooper.
Yes. Well, many of the things that we've attended have been mentioned already. I do have to report that from the Opinions That Matter, the 15-year-olds and 18-year-olds of the kids that I know, they say that the Northwest Festival had the best lineup this year that they've ever had, so they really enjoyed that. I did really enjoy the economic summit that we had down on Friday. I was actually amazed at how good it was. Highlight for me was Tom Potter of the Eagle Boys. I just found his stories amazing, the application amazing, just the whole process and the way he told it. Very, very good. So I liked his lateral thinking. So thank you for everything that you've all put into that. And let's see it again next year.
Thank you. Councillor Hunt.
I believe that my report has been very well covered. I think I've been every event that all the other councillors have noted on tonight, and I don't want to really repeat it, but yes, you know, very good. All of them, all of the Northwest Fair, Start Awards, all of those.
Terrific, thank you. I hope you don't mind, and maybe you'll mention it in a small grab in your next report, Councillor Hunt, but on behalf of the Town of Port Hedland, just want to convey our very best wishes for your upcoming wedding on Saturday. How about a round of applause for Councillor Hunt? Yes, and your lovely partner there, well done. Great, that's fantastic. Councillor Butson.
No, it's all been covered.
Great. Councillor Melville.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to say I concur with what's been spoken about previously, but I'd also like to add in, if I may, that I really enjoyed the Port Hedland Cup in the first week of August, which seems like an eternity ago now. But it was really well received, and I thought it was a great day. And if I may, I also look forward to the first Saturday of September at Kevin Scott Oval, very much so, for the North Pilbara Football League Grand Final. So we look forward to seeing everyone then.
And again, on behalf of the Town of Port Hedland, all the very best wishes for that game. And certainly through the CEO, we have asked that any support that is required, whether it be bins, security assistance, whatever we need to be assisting with, that we'll get on.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I do believe I got that message through the grapevine, so much appreciated.
Well done. All right. That's the end of our reports. Thank you, councillors. Item 11, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. Now we have a number two, actually, presentations. The first is 11.1, the Architecture Award for the Public Architecture category from the Institute of Architects, Western Australia, Chapter 4, Wanangarra Stadium. We have a certificate somewhere. We have the certificate, I've seen it, so just take my word. How about a round of applause for all we have? And let me just read. The jury wrote, Wanangarra Stadium makes a significant contribution to the advancement of public architecture in Western Australia. It is a powerfully contextual project which deliberately responds to the scale of its setting and the pivotal role in the sporting, cultural and civic life of South Hedland. The community values of the town are enhanced by its identifiable, progressive and permanent presence. What wonderful words from the judges. So, this now, just letting everyone know that from this state finals, that actually Wanangarra Stadium now automatically goes through to the National Awards in November in Brisbane, competing event against the best of Australian architecture. I reckon we've got it, haven't we? All right, so let's stay tuned for November. Okay, item 2, 11.2 presentation, a presentation of gifts received from the Consulate General of Vietnam. Now, Deputy Mayor, you had the honour of spending the full day, and I got to spend part of the day with Mr. Lee, what did we receive? We received a number of different items, but I will highlight. This is a Lou Bronze drum. Check this out.
Okay. So on behalf of the Consular General from Vietnam, Mr. Lee, he presented the town with this wonderful article that's going to have place of pride at the library or somewhere.
It's on the piano.
Oh, and we also get the town.
And there were books and a number of other presents. So please do, I'll put this on this table here so everyone can see it. Please do have a look. And it's actually got the story of the Benzu. So I think it's a ceremonial drum, and when we're having a big important ceremony, we get to use it. Perhaps not that one in that case. But,
we should have used it last night, madam.
Yes. But perhaps in the future for Northwest Festivals, we could get a big giant one of those. All right. So now we have a deputation, and we have Mr. Miles Mason from New Energy. Welcome. Welcome to the Council Chambers. You're going to be providing an update on the waste to energy project. So welcome.
Thank you, Mayor and CEO, for the presentation. And this is going to be a very brief presentation that I understand the town is very aware of the project, so I just want to give you a bit of a good update. Okay, so where the site's located, it's still in the Bidari industrial estate, which is about 4 to 5 k's outside of South Hedlands, just up the road from the Alenta power station, which is great. We've got great access to the power. That gives you a bit of a project site layout, a visual of what the facility is going to look like. It's a 10-hectare site. And as you can see, all of the workings, all the machines are actually undercover inside that building. And a brief update what's going on there for the community. If you don't know, it's a waste recycling and then converting the residual waste to energy, which we'll put back into the grid. So what we just want to highlight is some of the benefits to the town of Port Hedlands. This is actually going to be the first waste to energy project in Australia. It's quite remarkable actually that in Europe and in America and Asia there's lots of these kind of plants, but there's really none in Australia of this kind. So this is going to be an Australian first. And the reason why it is going to be the first, why there isn't these kind of projects, this Australia's been cheap energy and cheap landfilling. So people are actually seeing that this is a better way to go. Port Hedland's going to become a home of waste to energy in Australia, so it's and that's going to have some flow ons. There's a lot of interest around the country, and what it does provide is baseload, continuous renewable energy. So, apart from the organic part of the waste, that part is considered renewable. It has long term environmental benefits. So we've got high diversion from landfill. Over 90% of waste that would be going to landfill is diverted away from the landfill. It also is far better on greenhouse gas emissions. Where our federal government has sort of put their heads in the sands, we believe this is actually greenhouse gases is an issue for the country. So it has great benefits in that respect. And what it does, it actually models sustainability for the rest of the country. I'm actually the business development manager for the company. I'm based in Sydney, so I've come a long way tonight to be here, which is really exciting. I was driving up the road telling my kids I'm as far away as I could possibly be from you right now. But it's such a beautiful country. And what you've got over there, and I've been presenting the project and some of the other things we're doing for the last 4 years, and there's an enormous amount of councils that are really interested in this project. The ACT wants a waste energy project. They've got the highest recycling rates in the country. They still want waste energy. They want to come up here to see it. You've got the Metropolitan Waste Management Group in Melbourne. They want to see this. You've got the City of Sydney has put out a plan to do waste to energy and convert their waste into a gas. They want to see this project. You've got the Northern Sydney Regional Councils, which is my close to my local area. They want to see it. So there's a real interest in this project right across the country. It's very, very exciting. Benefits to the community. This is a significant investment. It's going to be over $200 million that we're going to be spending in developing this facility. So what's great is it's actually non-mining. So you know, we support mining and mining waste will come into the project, but you know, to have something else that is non-mining is great, because what it does, the flow on is extra jobs, local employment opportunities. We're looking at over 30 locally based jobs, and the project life is 20 to 25 years. This is not going away. This is going to be full-time employment for 20, 25 years for these people. Indigenous training opportunities. We're going to see this as a centre of excellence and a model for how we train people in waste to energy as well. And also the diversification of the local economy. So just to give you a bit of an update, where we're up to is obviously the EPA and DA has been approved. We appointed an APC contract. An APC is an engineering procurement contractor. So what they do is actually wrap the project and deliver it. We've got a $10 billion company that's going to partner with us on that. Last month we signed a 20-year waste supply agreement with the City of Karratha. I've been involved in that agreement. It's taken us a couple of years, or about the last year of negotiation, but it was very, very exciting. We're actually building a transfer station there, at their 7-mile landfill, and about 50,000, 60,000 tonnes of waste will be diverted from Lee landfill and coming up the road to here to come into the facility. We've also received funding support from the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. There's $50 million locked away for the project when we construct it. The power purchase agreements are well advanced. We've got an agreement with Horizon Power, and we're doing the PPAs right now. I guess the only thing that's really outstanding is concluding the final agreements with the town of Port Hedland, and essentially that will initiate the project. When we've got town's waste, then the project can commence. We're looking at starting early next year. As you can see, we've spent a fair bit of money on the detailed design work, and that just gives you an idea that at the front end, this is some of the detail. It's a complicated machine, but what it does is very, very straightforward. So thank you very much. We're really excited for the opportunity and appreciate the support that the town has given us in the last few years. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Councillors, are there any questions for Miles?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks. What happens after 25 years?
What we can do is just extend life by placing different parts of it. So it's a nominal life for you. When you're talking to the banks and financing and all that kind of side of things, it's got a nominal life to 25 years. After that, I'll be on the beach somewhere drinking Penny Gardens. but in reality, the project will continue on in some shape or form.
So it can be extended, modified.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not saying it's like a coal-fired power station, but those coal-fired power stations built, and they were meant to finish 20 years ago, and they're still extending out.
So Mark, your anticipated start date is early 2016.
That's correct.
How long till it fires up, literally?
Yeah, so it's essentially a two-year construction and commissioning period. So we're looking at early 2018 that will be actually open for business.
Miles, does the waste have to be sorted at our waste disposal area and then come to you? How's the process goes like?
Yeah, so currently your garbage truck picks up your waste from your home and goes to the landfill. right now, that garbage rack will come straight to our facility and we process that on site. So it won't be a double handle in that sense.
Is there anything you can't handle?
We're not, our license won't allow us to take hazardous waste. So we're specific things in our license conditions. And because it's a thermal process, we're not going to be putting steel and rocks and those things through it because there's no energy in those things.
The rubber's all right.
Absolutely. Tyres, in fact, have made a solution for the tyre tender that was out recently as well. So we will be keen to take those.
Any further questions, councillors?
Good luck.
Yes. No, thank you for the update. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mum.
Okay. Just a disclaimer now. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing has been received from the town. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, without any further ado, reports of officers. Item 12.1, Community and Development Services. We have a recommendation there on page 13. Simple majority vote required. There is just some wording additions, councillors, and we don't have green pieces of paper. I will talk you through them. They're on the screen in yellow. So in part one, after the word being, after the reserve 31895 being, there's insertion of a portion of lot 602. And then in part two, after being again, the same wording, a portion of lot 602. With that, do I have any points of clarification?
No, thanks, Madam Mayor. So moved.
Moved, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we're on page 17, item 12.1.2, Delegated Planning and Building Approvals for July 2015. We have a recommendation there, simple majority vote. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we're on page 28, item 12.3.1, Interim Statement of Financial Activity for period ended 30th of June 2015. Have a recommendation there with a simple majority vote. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor. So moved.
Moved, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we're on page 35, item 12.3.2, policy 1-021 on relationship declaration register. We have a recommendation there with a simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Okay, so speaker for, speaker for, speaker against. So Councillor Hunt, speaker for, Councillor Jacobs, speaker for, Councillor Butson, speaker against. That's the order.
Okay, Madam Mayor, we had this a couple of weeks ago, or last month at Council, and we've spoke about this, how this is not a marriage document. This is a document that just recognises relations, relationships, and how everyone in society should be recognised for their relationships, regardless of gender. It talks about, it's noting the submissions here, that yes, we did get submissions from quite a few members of the public, and yes, we did note them and we have taken them on board. We've also had people here tonight that have given presentations on regarding the opposite side of the argument, so to speak. And so I'm requesting that we adopt this relationship declaration register and the associated guidelines and application form to make our town the most progressive town, apart from the City of Vincent, in WA, and hopefully lead the way to make everyone equal. Thank you.
Right. Speaker for, Councillor Jacob.
I guess, Madam Mayor, I'd just like to support Councillor Hunt's comment previously, but just to point out a couple of things with relations regarding the policy itself. Based on the legal advice received from the town, it's not considering an adoption of this policy will present no significant risks to the town of Port Hedland. What the policy actually, its objectives are just a register that recognises the relationships of couples irrespective of gender, and that's what the policy represents. It doesn't impinge on the rights of any member of the community, and it is only effectual to those that want their relationship recognised. I guess providing same-sex couples with legal and social recognition of our relationship is of great importance to a vast lot of our community, who I can see in the gallery tonight, who have come to show support for the council's progressive and inclusive thinking. 70% of Australians support marriage equality. I don't know that we can talk about human rights and equality amongst our community without acknowledging the simple recognitions of people's relationship if they choose to be in a relationship that's not the norm for society. It is the norm for people and a large section of people. I respect people's view in the community, but I also say that I'm a lesbian. It's not a word that makes me ashamed, nor should it be a word that causes shame, or should people have the right to judge me because I am one. Let people judge our community by our actions and by the contributions that we make as members of our society. So I implore our councils to remain strong and show leadership and support the policy and provide recognition for a group of people who deserve to have the basic rights of having their relationship recognised irrespective of gender.
Councillor Botson against.
Previous to my last argument, so I have not a lot to add to it, but the community, there's a lot in the community that have come up and discuss things with me, and I just feel that at this present time I still can't vote.
Thank you. Speaker 4?
I'll speak for it now. I believe that equality, rights and recognitions are for all peoples, gay or not. This is a town of many different cultures and beliefs. We should lead the way as a regional council to accept this recommendation and make gay people proud to work, live and play in our town, as others do already. There is no risk to our town if this is accepted, and I believe it will make the town even prouder in the eyes of many. So I accept this recommendation. Thank you.
Speaker against? Yep, Councillor Gillingham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've said a lot last time, and I did mention last time that I have no problem at all with, I have lots of gay family members and friends, it's no problem at all. I did mention that I feel as if we need a little bit more time. I know everybody's saying about setting the pace for Port Hedland to really be the forefront. Vincent has taken this on a few years ago. I thought they were the forefront, but obviously a lot of other councils haven't followed suit yet, because I believe the ring around I did around other councils was that they felt as if they would rather let state and federal government just sort out through the timing. As I mentioned before, de facto relationships were never recognised when I had to go into a de facto relationship back in the 70s. It took time and then it was recognised, which I was thankful for then, but it did take time, and I think that's the democratic society I guess we live in. No, I don't have a problem with this at the time. I just, like I said before, it's just a matter of time. Thank you.
Okay, Speaker 4. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. When this was first proposed, I immediately went to Deputy Mayor Gloria Jacob and said, sorry, I won't be able to support this. However, well, she immediately said, look, I never expected you to. I didn't think you would, because for those who don't know me, my name is David Hooper. I'm a Christian minister of traditional views, which means that my view and those other Christians around me is that the marriage declaration or marriage definition should remain as it is. However, this declaration is not, doesn't do anything against that, changing that marriage definition. And as I studied it further, I came to the new understanding that this does not hurt or change or damage any of my views in any way, and those people that I represent, and in fact, quite the opposite. It gives us an opportunity to show that we do care, and that even though we continue to hold differing opinions surrounding this, that there's really no harm. And in fact, I can see, as Nikki so put it so well, I can see good value in this declaration now, a lot more than I could at the beginning. And so I have to report too that since the last evening where I spoke, and there were quite a few statements from not my church but fellow church members of Port Hedland, I did speak to some afterwards, and most of them were actually quite pleased with the way things are sitting now, and well, I was able to help them see my point of view on this, and most of them, apart from one person, is actually quite happy with it now and says, okay, yeah, no, now that you've explained it like that, that's okay, we're happy with that, and hence, I don't see any of them here tonight, which is fine. I think this should go through smoothly, and so it should.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Speaker against? Speaker for? Right of reply, Councillor Hunt?
Oh, thank you very much, and it's just wonderful listening to my fellow councillors and they're speaking for this motion. Just the one thing that I'd like to speak, right of reply on, and that is the question of time. We've all had lots and lots of time. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about Australia, the world, the globe, have had plenty of time to get our heads around same-sex unions. This is nothing new. It's new on the table here now, but this is nothing new. And to say that we need more time to consider it, I don't believe we do. It's been around for a long time. We need to embrace this and lead the way, and hopefully our neighbouring councils will pick it up and it will just spread, and everyone can have the right to have their relationships on a register to be recognised for all those important decisions that have to be made and dealt with that are, at this stage, are very difficult to deal with to go through those issues. So I urge fellow councillors to consider this favourably. Thank you.
Great. And on that, I'll put it to a vote now. It is a simple majority vote required. I have the recommendation that, as is listed, moved by Councillor Hunt, seconded by Councillor Jacob. Can I please have a show of hands those in favour of the recommendation? Can I please have a show of hands those against the recommendation? Let the vote record 6-2. The motion is carried.
Can I have the votes recorded, please, ma'am?
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Those for: Mayor Howlett, Councillor Jacob, Councillor DeCash, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Hunt, and Councillor Melville. Those against: Councillor Gillingham and Councillor Butson.
Thank you.
And please, Deputy Mayor, please pass on to the Port Hedland Flags group there. Well done on bringing that motion to our consideration. Thank you. think you've got members in other parts of the region as well. So please let them know. Okay, item 12.3.3, making of the Town of Port Hedland Cemetery Local Law 2015. We have a recommendation there. It does require an absolute majority vote. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor.
Move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, and on that note now, we are on to the late item. We have one late item, and that is item 13.1, award of tender 15-09, construction of Pinger Street upgrade. So that is a change in that numbering. It is now 15-09, as it reflects in the executive summary and report. We have a recommendation there. It is a simple majority vote required. We have the confidential tendering submissions there if anyone wants to go in confidence to discuss those, or else we'll take with the recommendation. So we have any points of clarification? I have a mover in Councillor Jacob. Councillor Jacob inserts into the gap there Alliance Contracting Proprietary Limited for the sum of $1,794,697. That's exclusive of GST. I have that seconded by Councillor DeCash. Do I have any against? The motion is carried 8-0. Well done. That is a fantastic project. Well done. Okay, item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given, there are nil. Reports of committees, there are nil. Item 16, confidential items, 16.1, the 2.3 megawatt solar farm, execution of foreign exchange and derivatives master agreements with the Western Australian Treasury Corporation and the deed of variation for the Renewable Energy Agency. So we do have a confidential item. Members of the public, because we have a confidential item, we do need to go into confidence. So we will have to ask you to leave, but you can remain in the foyer and you can come back if you wish. If you don't, we won't be offended. It's okay. So can I have a mover and seconder to go in confidence? Move, Councillor Melville. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against going into confidence? Okay, we're going into confidence. Can I have a mover and seconder to go out of confidence? Move, Councillor DeCash. Seconded, Councillor Melville. Don't have any against. The motion is carried to go back with open doors. Come back in. So members of the public, we considered one confidential item, and that was 16.1, the 2.3 megawatt solar farm, execution of foreign exchange and derivatives master agreements with the Western Australian Treasury Corporation and the deed of variation with the Australian Renewable Energy Agency. The recommendation is that Council 1 enters into a foreign exchange and derivatives master agreement with the Western Australian Treasury Corporation as per the template document. 2, approve the affixation of the common seal of the Town of Port Hedland to the said foreign exchange and derivatives master agreement in the presence of the Mayor and the Chief Executive Officer. 3, approve the affixation of the common seal of the Town of Port Hedland to the Australian Renewable Energy Agency hedging instrumental deed of variance in the presence of the Mayor and the Chief Executive Officer. And 4, authorise the Chief Executive Officer or his delegates to sign transaction documents under the Foreign Exchange and Derivatives Master Agreement and or to give instructions thereunder on behalf of the Town of Port Hedland. And that was a simple majority vote and it was voted 8-0. Okay, item 17, applications for leave of absence. Deputy Mayor.
Yes, Madam Mayor, if I may, from the 2nd to the 5th of September.
2nd to the 5th of September?
Yes.
None in late September? No, but the next meeting?
It should be right, able to cover at the next meeting.
All right. Councillor DeCash?
I've got late September, Madam Mayor. The 29th of September to the 6th of October 2015. To watch the mighty doctors win the grand final.
got in first.
Thank you, Matt.
Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. It's a busy week for me next week, so 31st of August to the Tuesday, the 8th of September.
Great.
Thank you, but I will be in town in case of a maybe over
time. Great, thank you. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, please, if I may have from the 30th of August to the 10th of September.
Great, thank you. Councillor Hunt.
No, I'm not going on honeymoon, but I am asking for a leave of absence to entertain the family. So, and I believe I have already done this, but just to reconfirm, from tomorrow 27th through to next Tuesday or next Wednesday the 3rd.
Right, thank you. Councillor Butson?
Nothing.
Councillor Melville?
Nothing further. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Great. I will add on there, I'll be on leave from the 22nd of September to the 6th of October. See Goldie take out the Brownlow, so looking forward to that. Can I have a mover and seconder to approve all our leave? Move Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion is carried 8-0. Okay, item 18, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I do have one request for the airport committee, which is on the 2nd of September.
Mm-hmm. So is that highlighted? Second, yeah? You're happy with that?
Yes.
So that's okay. So can I have a mover and second?
Can I just amend my dates? Because I will be attending that, so I'll be back for the Wednesday, the 2nd. Yes.
Councillor Hunt will be back for that one. Yeah. And you're moving this?
Oh, yeah, happy to move.
Move Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor De Gasch. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0.
Madam Mayor, there is a period on the 12th of September, I believe, PDC meeting, but I'm not sure. I haven't confirmed it.
Would just you be able to, just we're trying to lock in our performance review and stuff, so I know there's been some movement with that date.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get that locked in, that'd be good. All right, so if there's nothing else further, item 19, closure. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday, the 23rd of September, chaired by the Deputy Mayor, commencing at 5:30 p.m., with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 16th of September, commencing at 5:30 p.m. If there's no further business, I declare this meeting closed at 6:40. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending. Well done.